Is one allowed to have a haircut or shave on Yom HaTzmaut? The thinking behind this is that since we can listen to music, we also say how, that maybe cutting hair is also permitted. Anonymous from London. The truth is that those who hold that Yom HaTzmaut classifies as a minor holiday because it's a day where Jewish life was endangered. The refugees after World War II were sent to camps in Cyprus and being threatened to send back to Europe, which would have meant sudden death to them, certain death. And when the gates of Eretz Israel were opened on Yom HaTzmaut, their lives were basically saved. And therefore it qualifies to be considered a minor holiday. Since Yom HaTzmaut conflicts with the mourning of the Omer, there are opinions that one would be able to relax the halachas of the Omer vis-a-vis the mourning and listen to music, take a haircut and a shave or whatever. Most poskim, even those who are sympathetic to Yom HaTzmaut, hold that it does not qualify as a yontif. That day, no miracles happened, and Jewish life wasn't necessarily saved because that day a war of independence started and the lives were still in danger. So it doesn't qualify as a minor yontif. Just the declaration of a state itself doesn't qualify as a yontif, and therefore any abrogation of the laws of mourning of the Sphira are prohibited. But it would all go together. If you say Hallel and you listen to music, then you can cut your hair. But if you can't cut your hair, you can't say Hallel and you can't listen to music either. And the das of Rov Gedole Yisrael is that it doesn't qualify as a yontif. There's no Hallel. You're not allowed to listen to music. You're not allowed to get your hair cut. You do say Tachanun. And whatever you think about the state of Israel is irrelevant to what halachically constitutes a minor yontif or doesn't constitute a minor yontif.